You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. My name is Jackson Leon, and in the studio with me, I have Logan Cox, who is the assistant captain of the robotics team and a junior at Two Harbors High School. How are you doing today, Logan?
I'm feeling great.
That's good to hear. So just tell me a little bit about yourself before we get into robotics. What are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do?
I like to read, you know, play on my phone, listen to music, whatever all the cool kids do nowadays.
You just like to be a cool kid?
I am the coolest kid.
I think you're doing a good job being a cool kid.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're the coolest yet, though.
Probably not.
That's what hard work gets you to. So you're part of the robotics team, and a lot of people don't know even anything about robotics. I was part of robotics until the end of last year, I decided I couldn't be in it. But anyways, for people who just are completely clueless on the entire concept, what is robotics?
So robotics is a group where, you know, kids get together and we basically build a robot for a specific game theme or, you know, challenge that is provided by FIRST.
What is FIRST?
FIRST is an organization that has been founded by Dean Kamen, an excellent engineer based in Rhode Island, and they are the people who sponsor and put on these different games and challenges, such as this year's Deep Space.
So when and how did you get involved in robotics? And before you joined, what was it that sparked your interest?
So I joined my ninth grade year, but before that, in sixth grade, I was in the Lego robotics because I had nothing else to do in the middle of winter and I didn't want to be in basketball anymore. And after that, I realized we have an actual robotics program where we build with metal instead of Legos. So that was pretty much the deciding factor was in sixth grade.
So in sixth grade, you knew that when you were in high school, you wanted to be part of the robotics team?
Absolutely. That was my one ambition.
And when you were in sixth grade, that must have been the year that the team formed, was it?
I think so. That was our starting year, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was too. But anyways, last year you were voted as assistant captain of the team. What roles have you had to take up as assistant captain?
So just, I had a lot more of like responsibility and a lot of watching like our captain to see what she does. So that way next year I'm more prepared when she leaves, unfortunately, because all of our seniors are great.
Okay, so you're kind of just like getting prepared for the captain role next year?
Absolutely.
So every year for FRC Robotics, you get a new game.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about this year's game. What is the theme? And as well as that, what are the objectives?
So this year's game is called Deep Space. It's based off of the moon landing, which was the 50th anniversary just this last year. So that was kind of the deciding factor, was they wanted to make sure it was a space theme. So the theme this year is you have to grab these cargo, which are basically, you know, kickballs, and you have to put them in these like compartments with hatch covers in a, you know, 2.5 minute time span, and get the most amount of points that you can to win the round.
And for those people who are listening, the game has a 120 page manual pretty much every year, so it's complicated.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's really
because you have to reread everything. It's a lot of not new information and new information all in one.
It is good for high schoolers to do that, though, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, do you think there's any underlying message to the game?
I think this year's message is like to promote exploration in places unknown, to like support new ideas and, you know, keep moving forward, keep progressing as a species, as a human race.
So kind of promoting scientific advancements.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the process that the team goes through? Because you have 6 weeks of build. It starts in the first or second Saturday of January, I don't remember, and then it goes for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So our team specifically, our first week is prototyping and, you know, structure building for any props we need for when the robot does get completed. And then after, you know, week one is completed and we decide what we want to like focus on, then we move into our prototyping part two phase, where we build everything like where it's out of metal and it actually functions. Then we start like at around week three and four, then we start building our actual robot.
And is that just how you did it this year, or has that kind of been the process every single year?
That's kind of been the process for every single year, but this year in particular, we like actually like focused on that particular like schedule. And we for the first time since our startup, we actually have two robots, a robot for competition and then a practice robot.
That's pretty exciting. 3 years I was in it, that was like a goal that never happened. So yeah, that's good to hear.
We got a lot accomplished this year.
And is it hard for you guys to stick to schedule, or is it, you know, a pretty simple thing to do?
Well, especially with, you know, program like robotics, schedules are very hard because there's a lot of things that can go wrong very easily and very quickly, and if you don't, you know, catch it right away, then, you know, it's gonna rough or mess up the entire schedule, and then turns out you're missing, you know, a whole week for just unplugging a wire.
Okay. I mean, that is one example. Can you give some examples of things that maybe went wrong this year?
This year in particular, we blew out a lot of motors and motor controllers. Wires got fried. You know, it just everything that can go wrong pretty much will go wrong every single year.
And in the years that I was in it, one thing that has always been a pretty complicated and difficult factor in the game is the rule changes that happen every week. Have any of those weekly rule changes to the rulebook affected your schedule this year?
Not really. The rule changes this year have been pretty minor, if anything. If any changes have been, it's a lot of changes to how the like structures in the field are. There's been very little changes to the actual robot that have been needed to made.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the robot now. That's the big thing that everyone wants to know about.
Everybody wants to know about our robot.
What does it look like, and what is kind of the strategy behind your robot?
So our robot this year, we've decided to name it Artemis after the Apollo deity from Roman legends. And so this year, it's a tiny little robot. It only weighs about 70 pounds. We wanted to go light because that way we can, you know, make the joke that if we're going to go into deep space, we want something, you know, light and compact while also being able to do the job.
So what's kind of considered a light and what's considered a heavy robot?
So this year, the maximum weight is around 120 pounds. Most robots will go between 100 and 120. This year we are, and in years prior, we've always been pretty big. So this year we decided to change things up and go with a smaller robot.
Okay. But anyways, you can keep talking about some of those objectives.
So the objectives we decided as a team to go on was to be able to deliver these hatch covers very effectively, where in years prior we've done, you know, many different objectives as once. And we decided to be, instead of, you know, being a jack of all trades, we decided to be just, you know, really good at one thing to maybe increase our chances to either be picked or being the picker for the final rounds.
And how do you feel about this year's robot?
I think this year's robot, we have a pretty, like, I feel pretty good about our robot this year, just because, I mean, I put in a lot of, like, of my hard work, as well as other teammates have put in theirs. I know Ivan has done a tremendous job, and the freshmen have really done a good job. So I would say that I feel really confident that this robot is a really good robot.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. And every year in the past, since our school's had a robotics team, we've always gone to the Double Decker in Duluth, which is a two-regional event at the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. But this year, it's kind of changing up. You're going to Grand Rapids, North Dakota, for the Great Northern Regional. Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Why are you going to North Dakota this year instead of heading close to home and staying in Duluth?
So this year, because of break changes and our way our school schedule was, the Duluth regionals were placed right directly in the middle of our spring break, and we realized that a lot of people were going to be leaving for vacation, and it really just wasn't a good idea to go on a regionals, which is very important to the team, in the middle of people's vacation. So we just decided to move it a week later, where everyone's going to be back, we're going to be at full strength, and we're going to be ready to go.
And having one regional so close to home that you can go to and watch, and then having another regional the week after you, do you think that's going to give you any advantage?
I mean, it would, only because, like, you can see this is what other teams have done, and you realize you can look at other teams' mistakes. You can learn from their mistakes, and you can, you know, focus on what you're, you know, doing, which is really nice. And I feel like if people are watching the Duluth regionals, then we may get an advantage at our regional.
All right. So when will you be competing, and how can people who don't want to make the drive over to North Dakota still get updates on how you're doing?
So we're going to be competing from the 14th through the 16th, and you can find us on Facebook, I believe Twitter and Instagram at, I believe it's Rockstar Robotics 4656.
Yeah, I'm sure if you search on all those, you'll find us. So for people who have thought about joining robotics is a pretty enjoyable extracurricular. Why do you enjoy it, and why do you think other people should join?
I enjoy it because you don't need experience in building anything. I came in with barely knowing which screwdriver was which. And from that, you learn so much about, you know, being a team member. You learn, you know, how to build a robot in a time crunch. And robotics isn't just, you know, building a robot and then driving it. There's a lot else that goes into it, like sponsorship, keeping the media in, you know, intact. It's the program for everybody if you have nothing else to do. That's really the only way to describe it.
So it's more for skill development than showing off skills, is what you'd say?
Absolutely.
And if somebody wants to be part of robotics at Two Rivers High School at any level, how can they join?
Well, I know for us in particular, we always come around, like, we always try to start recruiting in middle of December. You know, we start early. I think this year we started as early as, you know, mid-November. And that's when we, like, start going around the schools. We'll start, you know, trying to actually get younger kids, you know, everybody we can to join the team. And we actually start, you know, doing our meetings probably early to mid-December, I believe at Wednesday nights. So, yeah, come join. It's going to be fun.
All right. Well, I'm really excited to see how you guys do in North Dakota. Maybe I'll figure out a way to get there. But
yeah, please come. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. If not, I'll have to figure out how I can get updates. But anyways, thank you for coming in today, Logan.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. We'll be right back after this short break.